The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, here we are, week one NFL power rankings, first one of the season. But first Wednesday show of the season, so always got to love it because that means we got tons of football ahead. But let's go ahead and talk about Monday Night Football before we get into the NFL power rankings this week. We had another great game to end the week. It actually didn't start out that way. It looked like it was going to be a slow-moving game. Actually, it started out with the Bears coming right at the gate, scoring 7 points. It was like, oh, damn, are the Bears going to light them up? And then it turned out to just be a very slow-moving game until the second half. And then it started to get moving, and then the Minnesota Vikings actually made a huge comeback on the Chicago Bears and got the win 27-24. It's J.J. McCarthy's first start. Last year was his rookie season, but he didn't get to play at all because he tore his ACL in the preseason. I think actually in the first preseason game, if I remember correctly. So he really hasn't played at all, and so technically this was his first game. And I mean, when he first came out, he did not look good at all. As a matter of fact, even in the comeback, I would say there's tons of questions about him. I would actually say with both he and Caleb Williams, you look at them and you just go, wow, there's a lot of mechanical issues with the two of them. It's like when you're used to watching really excellent quarterback play, especially from guys like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, when you're watching those dudes and you're seeing excellent quarterback play, and then you turn to Williams and McCarthy and you're like, damn, those dudes have a lot of work to do. And that's not a diss at all. That's just, these are two young cats, and you just look at it and that's, they got a lot of work to do. That's what coaching is for. That's what practice is for. But you could definitely see the cracks in McCarthy, especially when he came right up the gate through a pick six as well. So that wasn't good. But other than that, he was actually able to make a nice comeback. He's a rookie. And went 13 for 20, 143 yards, two passing touchdowns, and one rushing touchdown. So he actually did have a huge game, even though he had some mistakes as well. And then you turn to the Chicago Bears side, and their offense started out solid on that first drive, and it was a struggle for the rest of the way. And so I kind of felt like that was going to be an issue for the Bears all season. I felt like they were going to be a team that needs to just get going, and then they might have some decent wins here and there, and they might be more of a second half team rather than a first half team this year. But that definitely showed in this one, and they definitely have a lot of growing pains on the offensive side of the ball. But the defensive side of the ball had zero issues. They look like the good old Chicago Bears defense of old. So that's how Monday Night Football went this week. So let's get right into the top 10 NFL power rankings for week one. And if you don't know, I do my power rankings a little bit different than most other NFL power rankings other sources that do power rankings, is that most of them, they consider this week their week two NFL power rankings. No, I actually go by the week it was. Because in my opinion, I'm looking at this past week plus whatever was beforehand. And since it was just week one, this is my week one NFL power rankings. I also don't expect a lot of these teams to really stick around because, it's only week one. I picked mostly all teams that got a win this week because they got a win. There's only one team in here that did not get a win, and that's because I just could not put them on the list because they're that good. But there are a few of these teams on here who I wouldn't be shocked if they end up falling out at some point. But then again, there's some of them in here I look at, and they could end up being in this top 10 all season long. So let's get it started with number one. I've got the Buffalo Bills. Of course, they're 1-0 on the season. They had probably the best win of the season or of the week, and they did it all. They came back. They did it with defense. They did it with offense. Their star player, Josh Allen, he showed out and showed up when he had to. And they all just made the big plays when they had to. Good coaching in the end. And so they just looked like the best overall team, got the best overall win. They beat a legitimate team in the Baltimore Ravens. So I had to put them at number one this week. Wouldn't be shocked if this is a team that we're talking about all season long, though. Then at number two, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. Not only are they the defending Super Bowl champions, but they got a win, of course, and they look like the same high-powered offense that they were last season. Jalen Hurts had a phenomenal game. Saquon Barkley, he looked like he's pretty much unstoppable again. The only thing that stopped Saquon are injuries, so that's just about it with him. Then we didn't get to really see A.J. Brown really do anything in this last game, so they still have him. And, they looked great offensively. Don't know what we're going to get from them defensively, but that offense still looked like the same high-powered offense that they were last season. Then at number three on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Los Angeles Chargers, they finally held on and did what you're supposed to do against the Kansas City Chiefs. I really wanted to believe that the Chargers are a team this year that could actually overtake the Chiefs in this division. I just wasn't able to take them yet because they have just yet to prove that they can hold on in that first game, beating the Chiefs the way they did and holding on to that lead and never giving it up and never letting Patrick Mahomes get ahead of them. That makes me go, maybe this team could actually finally hold on and finally win this division, but it's just one game, it's just week one. So we'll see, but they look pretty solid in that first game of the season. Then at number four in my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Green Bay Packers, they got probably the biggest win of the week. It was not even close at all. They looked good on offense and defense, but still for me, this team, I still have actually a lot of questions with them on the offensive side of the ball, simply because I look at their wide receiver core and their tight ends, and they don't really have a lot of talent. And I kind of feel like if they go up against a really solid defense, they're going to get shut out. Now, they do have Josh Jacobs in the backfield. He's a nice weapon. I don't think they have a lot of weapons for Jordan Love. And I kind of feel like that's going to be an issue as the season wears on. But in this game, they looked very solid. And at number five on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Los Angeles Rams, they got a nice solid win over a solid Houston Texans team. They looked pretty solid on the offensive side. Matt Stafford was just wheeling and dealing. And then, of course, you've got Devontae Adams, his new weapon. But Puka Nacua and Williams in the backfield, they really showed out in this one. So the offense looks really solid. And then you turn to the defensive side of the ball, and they've got a young, hungry defense who could get at the quarterback really, really fast. And if they don't get at him, they're making him run around for his life and get rid of the ball quicker than he needs to. And the Rams are in a weak division, especially with all these injuries that the Niners suffered this week. I kind of feel like this division is going to be the Rams to lose because they have what seems to be the best team out of the four. Then at number six on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Washington Commanders, looks like Deebo Samuel is fitting right in with this team. He kind of feels like the missing link that they needed because, you know, you got McLaurin who could just go deep and you just throw the ball up to him. But then you've got Deebo who can not only cross over the middle and get you that short yardage, but he's also great in the open field. And if you get him good blocking up ahead, that dude, if he's gone, he's gone and you're never going to catch him. So it kind of looks like he's fitting right in with this team. Especially with the running back position, they don't have a lot of depth at the running back position, so Debo's definitely going to fill in well right there. And then Jaden Daniels, he just looked like he hadn't lost a step either. Doesn't look like he's going to suffer a sophomore slump, at least in week one it didn't look like it. And just a nice solid division win over the Giants for the Commanders. Then at number seven on my top 10 NFL power rankings, this is the only team that did not win in week one, but I could not put them in the top 10, and that is the Baltimore Ravens. And it's just because they're stacked. I mean, obviously, they had the lead in that Buffalo Bills game all the way up to the fourth quarter. They pretty much had it all the way up until the last, like, 5 minutes. Actually, I think it was, like, 2 minutes. Regardless, they had the lead basically the whole way through. It didn't look like they were going to lose, but they did. But other than that, I mean, Lamar Jackson looks phenomenal. Derrick Henry looks phenomenal. Zay Flowers looks phenomenal. You got DeAndre Hopkins, who I think is going to be a great weapon for them. I think he's going to fit in perfectly on this offense because you got Zay, the young cat, who everybody's going to be looking at. And if you leave Hopkins open, that dude, it doesn't matter how old DeAndre Hopkins is. Of course, you're not getting the old DeAndre, but you're getting a dude who can make plays. And if you throw the ball his way and he's open, that's money. That's why he got a touchdown in this game. Their offensive line is stacked, and then their defense is stout as well. So I just think it was one of those things where they just gave Josh Allen the ball, and that's what happens when you give great players like Josh Allen the ball. There's a chance that they're going to come back and beat you, and he did. But still, nonetheless, I still think the Baltimore Ravens are one of the top teams in the league, and I could not leave them out of my top 10, even though they lost last week. Then number 8 on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers looked like the old Aaron Rodgers this past week. And, I mean, he was throwing to dudes who none of us know. These are no names he was throwing to. These are not number ones he was throwing to. And that's kind of what Aaron Rodgers has done his entire career, is he will turn nobodies into somebodies, and he will utilize them and get everything he can out of them. He's always great at making receivers and tight ends and running backs and just dudes in the open field better around him. And if he finds them open, he's going to deliver the ball with precision. And that's what he did in this game. And that is exactly what the Pittsburgh Steelers need. As a matter of fact, it was kind of funny to see that the Steelers' offense is what won the game for them rather than the defense, because that's been the MO for the Steelers over the last couple of seasons, is that it's the defense that wins it for them. And for once, they actually got to see really solid quarterback play, which they haven't had since Roethlisberger. And now it looks like if he stays healthy, you got yourself a really, really good chance at least keeping pace in this division and keeping pace for a playoff run. And you just want a dude like Aaron Rodgers. That's just what you want. He's very similar to Peyton Manning, where Peyton Manning used to turn nobodies into somebodies as well. And that's exactly what Rodgers has done with this Pittsburgh Steelers offense, because they need the help. Other than DK Metcalf, it's a bunch of no-names, and that's what Rodgers has got to do with those dudes. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Minnesota Vikings. Like I said, they got that big win over the Chicago Bears, but I still have a lot of questions with them. I don't know what we're getting from J.J. McCarthy. Like I said, he still has a lot of work to do, but that was a very impressive win for him to come right out the gate in a hostile environment against a division rival, and to get a win like that, that's something great. But what I will say, Kevin O'Connell is obviously a quarterback whisperer. That's not even a joke or a lie, because he has had a different quarterback every single year of his head coaching and of his head coaching career as a Minnesota Viking coach. And every single one of them so far has looked pretty solid. I mean, Sam Darnold had his best season of his career under him. And Kirk Cousins also had one of his best seasons of his career under him as well. So I wouldn't be shocked if J.J. McCarthy does go on to have a good career. And he does have a lot of weapons. I mean, you've got Justin Jefferson, of course. You've got, oh my God, drawing a blank on the running back. Oh my God, came from the Packers. Jesus Christ, I'm drawing a blank on his name. But the running back in the backfield, Aaron Jones, that's right. Aaron Jones, he's a great weapon to have as well. They've got a very solid offensive line, and that defense is very stout. So I wouldn't be shocked if J.J. McCarthy is at least able to hold it down this season, especially with a great coach like O'Connell. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings this week, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this team is just Baker motherfucking Mayfield. This guy, you cannot get him down. He is just picking up right where he left off last year, where it didn't matter if he was down. You better make sure that he's down and out, because he's coming back every single time, and that's what he did in this last game. He was throwing to dudes you never heard of. I believe he threw to a touchdown to a rookie. And he just looked really solid on the offensive side of the ball. Their defense actually looks pretty good too. So that might also be kind of what the Buccaneers really need, because they are in a very, very weak division. They're probably in one of the worst divisions, if not the worst division in the league. So if they just keep playing decent football, they should easily win this division. All right, moving on to Thursday Night Football. It's the first Thursday Night Football on Amazon for the season, because this last Thursday Night Football game with the Cowboys and Eagles last week to open the season, of course, was on NBC, but now kicks it off with all the Amazon Prime games, and we get us a really good game right out the gate. Is going to be the Washington Commanders at the Green Bay Packers. I think this is going to be a real good matchup. I think it's going to be close. Right now, Green Bay is favored at 3.5. Now, like I said, with the Packers, my thing is, I don't think they have a lot of talent at the receiver and the tight end position, and I think that's going to be a problem for them, whereas Washington's the exact opposite. They have a lot of talent on offense, and I think that's going to help them in this one, but I also think their defense is going to step it up and make the big plays when they have to. And I wouldn't be shocked if Green Bay's their shoddy receivers who were dropping passes all last season, I wouldn't be shocked if that's a theme this year. And I also wouldn't be shocked if it's a theme in this game. I do have it being a close game, though. I have Washington in this one, actually. I've got Washington winning 27-24. All right, and moving on to the AP Top 10 college football rankings for this week. Since Wednesdays, I do the NFL Power Rankings. I might as well talk about college football as well. And at the beginning of the season, it's usually just meh, because, I mean, most of the teams, it's like you might play a good team here and there the first couple of weeks of the season, but for the most part, you're playing a lot of shit to pile up the season. So the AP Top 10 in college football this week is number one is Ohio State. They're 2-0 on the season. Number two is Penn State. They're also 2-0 on the season. Number three is LSU, who's 2-0 on the season. Making a jump up two spots this week at number four is Oregon. They're 2-0 on the season. Number five this week is Miami. They're 2-0 on the season, and they actually have a pretty solid game coming up this weekend against South Florida, who is ranked number 18. Then at number six, we have Georgia, who's 2-0 on the season. They have themselves a big matchup as well at against number 15, Tennessee, this week. Number seven is Texas Longhorns. They are 1-1 on the season. Hook 'em horns, motherfucker. And then at number eight, we have Notre Dame, who is 0-1 on the season. And they play Texas A&M this week, which is going to be another big game because Texas A&M is ranked number 16. So we'll see if Notre Dame's able to survive that one. Number nine, Illinois at 2-0. They just moved up two spots. And then rounding at the number 10 spot in the AP College Top 10, moving up four spots, is Florida State at 2-0. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.